B-Pod Studios.
According to an article in the upcoming Business Week, 67% of all businesses eavesdrop on their employees, whether it's listening to phone conversations, breaking in, reading email, things like that. 67%. Doesn't end there, folks. In that same article, it says, every time you make an international phone call, the government is listening. The U.S. government. There's a system called Echelon, run by the super secret National Security Agency, a combination of spy satellites and sensitive listening stations. It eavesdrops on just about every electronic communication that crosses the national border. Phone calls, faxes, telexes, email, radio signals, shortwave signals. The article goes on to say probably the most frightening thing is that Echelon system listens in on most long-distance calls you make and cell phone calls you make right here within our own borders. Any call that bounces off a satellite is probably overheard by a government agent. Big Brother's watching. No matter what you do, if you're at work, at home, somebody is listening to what you're saying and what you're doing. How do you feel about it? Everything. You want to go call a relative in Canada or overseas, being listened to. You want to go and correspond by email. Going to be read by a government agency. Somebody is listening to every single... There's no privacy. None whatsoever. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
How are you?
Now, listen, we got to keep this quiet, man, because they're listening.
Oh, they're hearing right now. They're, well, radio broadcast, anybody can pick that up, but you just calling on your phone. They
I
can
know.
Hear it.
All right, man, talk to you later.
But goodbye. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Oh, yes, sir. First of all, do you have a source of information that you're getting this from?
Yes, I do. It might even be on newsstands now. The end of the month, May 31st, the magazine Business Week.
Well, I thought they had a little more sense than to print nonsense like that.
What do you mean?
I just want to tell you, I don't call radio programs, but I happened upon it yesterday. And what I heard, what you were talking about with businesses and snooping on their employees.
67%.
It sounds to me like a lot of hooey. And I think you're really doing a real disservice to the people of the community to make them think that this sort of thing goes on.
It goes on. It happens.
Well, it may well happen. But the point of this is,
you know,
this.
What? People are listening to your phone calls, sir. Not only just because you're calling your radio station, but you know, you go and make your phone calls, and people have government
you
is
know,
listening.
The
this
point
isn't
is
Russia.
That there's a real problem today with security. We have to make sure, and if the government, the United States government, feels that it is necessary to listen in on the international calls, then more power to them.
How do you figure? Even
I've had it with people that just want to make America out to be the bad guy. Okay?
This is supposed to
now
be...
Now, look,
what?
If you're calling overseas, then you probably got some sort of reason for it, don't you?
It would be my business, though. It would be my
well,
reason to call
business,
overseas.
If your business interferes...
International
interferes
calls.
...interferes with the security of the United States of America, then I want you stopped, mister.
What are you, some kind of war veteran that still believes we're fighting a big war?
I'm an American citizen.
Right, and you should preserve your privacy. You should fight for your privacy.
You know, you got rocks in your head.
What do you mean? You should fight
you
for
got
your
rocks
privacy.
In your head. You think it should be just easy enough? I happened to have retired down here several years ago, and maybe you don't remember it. But up at the University of South Florida, in Tampa, Florida, not 5 years ago, they were running a goddamn jihad out of there. Sending money and information right back over there to Egypt or whatever.
Well, use other means to find that out. You don't have to go and take a private person's phone call.
Friend, it was in the paper.
I don't care.
And how'd they get that information? They used the telephone.
Oh, for crying out loud. Hold on. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm just trying to say that this old guy talking, I mean, how do you think the news press gets a hold of everything before anyone else?
Yeah, because do you think they're eavesdropping too?
I don't know, and I don't care. If you want to make fun of my opinion, that's fine. But I think you got rocks in your head if you don't think that the United States government needs to know what's going on on international phone lines.
Yeah, but now, who cares?
Yeah, that's right. It's an invasion of privacy, sir.
An invasion of privacy. I see. And so you're comfortable that the goddamn Chinese have every nuclear secret we have because of this wrong distance.
Oh, they didn't steal it with long distance. They were right here in this country taking that stuff.
To me, I'd cut it off.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, I've only got one thing to say about this whole thing.
What?
F the super secret service.
Yeah, that's right. It shouldn't be existing. Invasion of privacy.
Hey, listen, pal. America, love it or leave it.
Right, and it's because I love this country that I want to protect the rights that our forefathers foresaw.
If you think that our government doesn't have the right to know what's going on in the country.
Not on a private phone call and not on my personal stuff.
There should be no such thing. Otherwise, you got the door wide open. You may as well just have Moscow just tap right in here in Peking and Tokyo and in God's name, Iran.
Yeah. All right. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Stan.
Yes, sir.
Hey, why don't you tell that old coot that while he's worried about the government has a right to hear our phone calls, we had a right to hear when our leader was over on the phone with the Chinese selling all our technology.
That's right. You know,
you got a bunch of rat bastards calling in today.
What do you mean? He's right.
I'll tell you what. I don't respect the man, but I respect the office of the presidency. And what's wrong with you people?
What's wrong is the man selling out our country and
he's
nobody
still
wants to
your
on
president.
The
man may be a liar and a thief, but as long as he's the president of the United States, he deserves the respect.
Yeah, the respect to sell us out.
That's right. All right, buddy. You know, what is it with you? Well, who died and put you on your soapbox to go and attack what our forefathers said were our inalienable rights? We have a right to our privacy.
You've got no rights when it comes to national security.
Who says so? You?
I think any thinking person says you have no right.
I have rights. I happen to be a citizen of this country, and I'm entitled to privacy and to correspond as I see fit as long as I'm not breaking any law.
What do you have? You think that the government cares about you and then your phone call to Ottawa trying to call little Susie Rotten Crotch?
So what difference? I can call anybody I want to call. I can call anybody I choose.
And that's the problem.
And Big Brother, the government has no right to listen in on that.
They have every right.
They have no right.
Every right.
They have no right.
Every right.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, get this guy off it.
He's a pain in the ass. You're a pain in the ass, sir.
It's about time that you people started respecting the law and respecting our country. Now, I have two sons.
Who cares about your two sons?
They're age 30 and 26.
Yeah?
And I turn them in for dope smuggling.
But you're a parent. You found that out. You're not a government agency eavesdropping on people's personal phone calls and communications.
As an American citizen, it is my duty to protect this country.
Protect? What are you? You still think you're in the military? You're a private retired citizen. What are you collecting Social Security now?
I have the privilege to serve in the military.
No.
I am a patriot, no matter how
I can't.
You know what?
I can't get through.
I happen to be a prostate cancer survivor. You hear me? Worked for Mutual of Omaha Insurance for 37 years, and then I get prostate cancer, and I'm trying to talk some sense into a couple idiots. Damn it!
Southwest Florida. Sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon.
Depending on how you drive and your car's condition, you can get incredible mileage from the Goodyear Custom Wide Tread Polyglass Tire. But polyglass means more than mileage when your wife has to drive alone. When a woman's at the wheel, Polyglass means more than mileage.
We made Jason Priestley cry like a woman. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney, Thursday edition of the broadcast. I got a new song that I wrote last night. It's a simple children's song. It's called Kill the Cat. Kill the cat, kill the cat. Stan's gonna kill the cat. I was nearly... See my arm?
Yeah.
That was just the cuts on my arm, which are minor, were just from removing the cat from my leg.
It clamped down?
Yeah, it drew blood. Bad blood. Yeah. And
all four claws and the mouth?
Yes. This was just this. Here, look. This
was just from getting him off of me. Now, what I did to that animal last night, and if you're from the ASPCA or whatever they call it, put your earplugs in because I threw the cat across the room and it ricocheted off a wall.
Well, your cat has some weight to it.
Oh, yeah. That's why I thought for a second I put a dent in the wall when he landed.
Because this isn't a little kitten.
No. This is a vicious Highland Lynx that was shipped down here to me from Alabama.
Well, it's an Alabama wildcat.
I'm getting ready to go to bed last night. And this is...
with cross-continental jeans and that thing.
Yes! And this is why...
it has the worst of Asia, the worst of Africa.
It's hideous.
And you wanted it.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to have a jungle
beautiful
cat.
Beautiful animal. Beautiful looking animal.
Because you thought it would make you seem tough to have a jungle cat.
Trust me. With the wounds I have on me and I've had for the past couple of years, I ain't tough. So my girlfriend's already in bed sleeping. And I was staying up, getting ready to go to bed. So I'm walking down the hallway, and this cat wants a piece of me. For some reason, the animal wants a piece of me. And it's like...
stalking you.
Yeah. And I walk into the hallway bathroom.
Treating you as if you're prey.
And it latched on to me with all four of its feet and its mouth. And I... grabbed the cat by the scruff of the neck, where you see, and he let go and started scratching me, and I heaved him up against the wall, and he hit the wall, stared at me to let me know I didn't hurt him, and then he took off. So I walked.
So he gloated,
yes.
And then ran.
So I walk into the bedroom, and my girlfriend, God love her.
So it didn't run in fear. It made eye contact first.
Oh, it sure did.
You didn't hurt me.
She says to me the first thing, because she didn't hear me talking or anything. She just heard the noise.
The thump.
And she the first words out of her mouth when I walked in the bedroom was, "You killed the cat, didn't you?" I said, "I tried. I swear to God, I was seeing just bright. Super bright light white."
So you're past the point now of lecturing the cat, you know, when it bites you, and you'll speak to it and say, "Does that bring you pleasure?"
Oh, it doesn't listen.
So you don't even lecture it anymore.
The cat has, at times, the need to bite into live flesh. Other times,
well, it's
nice.
Genetics. You knew that. You sought that out.
Not 15 minutes earlier, I was on the sofa and the cat wants to go and sit down next to me and wants me to pet it. As long as I'm doing what the cat wants, he's just a sweetheart.
So
he looks
as
at
long
you
as...
with the big doe eyes. And
so let's take a look at what makes up the cat. You've got multiple jungle cat genes going in.
Yeah. It's got the double paws. Looks like two paws on each front foot.
And what they do is they have a jungle cat mount a house cat to make it legal.
That's what they did. And that's what I got.
So a jungle cat rapes a domestic cat.
Yep, that's what it is, too. It's rape.
And you get the product of that rape.
Yep. Beautiful animal. Beautiful markings.
And so that animal comes out, and it has the wildcat markings. It has some of the wildcat temperament, but then it also has the house cat side that likes to be petted.
Yep.
In other words, you've got a cat that is effing nuts.
Oh, it is completely nuts.
A cat that wants to go out there and hunt things the size of rabbits.
Yep.
But at the same time wants its belly rubbed.
Yep. And I got it last night. I mean, it sunk into my foot good.
But this is what you wanted.
I didn't want that part of it.
You had to have a family from Fort Myers go all the way to Alabama and have that thing ride with the kids in the back seat from Alabama to Florida.
At that time, you could fit the cat in the palm of your hand. It was a little kitten, a little thing.
But there was a lot of trouble and money went into making this happen.
That cat wasn't cheap either.
So why are you surprised when things turn out just like you knew they would?
You want a cat for your place?
Sure.
You want that one?
Does it mind living in an attic?
I don't think it would mind. That thing makes anything its home. That thing makes anything its home. It hurt.
So what you'd like to do now is, now that the cat is several years old, no longer a kitten, and it now has all of its habits and mannerisms in place.
It's destructive.
Yeah. So you're not handing somebody a kitten that can be molded.
No.
You are producing a cat that is overly large and aggressive.
Yeah.
That won't eat cat food.
No, well, it won't eat grains. It needs nothing but straight protein.
And
it's
can you get that at the pet store?
Yeah, it's in a special section.
But if you
but I
if you want it to be
it
affordable, you go to the
Tractor Supply Company. That's where I'm not joking. I had to go to the doctor today because I was in a car accident. Can't talk about it. But she saw this and she said, "What happened to you? You all right?" Cat bit me. Our doctor saw my legs one day, and he said, if that cat was in my house, it would do it one time, and it would be dead. I said, pretty expensive cat to just kill.
Yeah, you don't like the cat anymore,
but
do
I've already,
you?
I've already got it plotted out.
You know what? You had no respect for your previous animal, cat.
That was a good cat. Cat was a good cat.
Yeah, but you hated cat, too.
Yeah.
Cat wasn't exciting enough for you.
No, it wasn't.
You wanted a wild cat.
Yeah, I learned my lesson.
And now you don't like it anymore.
You want it?
Not particularly.
No, I don't know anybody that does.
I don't want damage like that.
Yeah. Maybe I'll let him play with that dog again. We'll take a break.
That's what I could do.
What?
I could get my German Shepherd I've always dreamed of having, you know, Ghost.
Yeah.
And have Ghost intimidate the F out of that cat.
Yeah, have a little playmate.
And Ghost would like to bite things, too.
Yep. We'll see who wins. My money's on the cat. We'll be back.
Well,
listen to K-Rock and win tickets.
Sweet heaven. The Beasleys actually pay these two for this
Not enough.
Oh, yeah.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Thursday edition, coming up on the show today. We'll have the grab bag for you here in just a second. Stan's what's on the list to get some nice prizes, including Dane Cook and Busch Gardens tickets. And then later on today, our question of the week. Tomorrow on this show, Messer will be performing live in studio. They got a show coming up that night at South Street in Naples, and they're going to be doing a little acoustic set in here tomorrow afternoon, so that'll be on tomorrow's show. Grab bag, brought to you by the Pewter Mug. Remember when we used to have Dave spell it?
Yeah.
Pewter Mug North. And then it's just his night school elementary training. Whenever you spell the word, then you say the word.
Yeah, you know, maybe some of you went to night school instead of high school. They went to night school in elementary school.
Yeah. G-R-A-B-B-A-G, grab bag. Ah, listen to this. This is great. And I've got some open mic. I had microphones in there the other night, too. Strip club in Tampa called Icon Gentlemen's Club gave out free hepatitis A vaccines.
Wow.
They did it yesterday.
Wait a second. Yeah. People were going to the strip club for medical care?
Yes. And here's why. Because one of their employees tested positive last month for hepatitis A. Apparently, it was someone who works with food. Because, you know, and we've discussed it before, our buddy up in North Fort Myers. He worked with food in the strip club.
Yeah.
That's why people go to strip clubs for food. We used to have a strip club in town that would advertise, not about the ladies. It was the best lunch in Southwest Florida.
Yeah, best buffet.
Yeah, true. Anyway, they want anyone who ate or drank at the club to get tested, including the strippers.
Icon Gentlemen's Club is closed right now, but the Pasco County Health Department is actually here right now. They are offering free vaccines to those who might have been exposed. The health department says that a person who worked with food at Icon tested positive for Hep A, and they are recommending anyone who ate or drank here between April 15th and May 1st should get vaccinated. They are actually hosting an event here right now where staff, customers, even the dancers can get free vaccines.
Yeah. Well, I had our microphones there.
All right, give it up for Portia, dancing to Dr. Dr. Bad Case. Next on stage, nausea. And a reminder, the girls will not be using the pole tonight due to recent muscle and joint pain. Hope you have a good time at Icon Gentlemen's Club tonight, bringing a touch of class to Tampa. And our kitchen staff bringing a touch of hepatitis A. Free vaccinations upstairs in the VIP lounge. Now back to nausea, on stage, dancing to Y&T.
Yeah, so we know for sure it's going on.
Yeah. Worst case outcome, huh?
Yeah. Mother's Day.
But you know what? If there's any business that can overcome it.
Oh, it's that. Gentlemen's Club.
I don't give up.
Yep. Mother's Day this Sunday. Here's a little something for you.
Mother's Day is only a few days away. Oh, sure, you could buy her flowers, candy, take her out to dinner. But why not give Mom the thing that she's always wanted to hear from you? Mom, you were right. When you told me that girl I was dating was a slut and wasn't good enough for me, you were right. When I married her and you left halfway through the ceremony because you told me you were disappointed in my choice, you were right again. When you said I would never amount to anything, bingo. You said my older sister was much smarter and would be much more successful in life than me, bullseye. And when I reached out and needed help when I was at my lowest point, you said that's what's known as tough love. So now, as an unemployed, divorced, middle-aged man who lives in his car, I think I finally understand what it was you were trying to tell me. That you were right. And I love you. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Love it. We've known people like that. Come close ourselves a few times.
What are you talking about? Come close. If it wasn't for us having, you know, Matrix level skills of dodging bullets. You know, I mean, you've seen me. You've seen me turn into Neo.
I
right?
know that. Woo! Yeah. Just like the Matrix. Everything is slow motion.
Yep.
This is pretty cool. You know, ask yourself how many miles are on your
You ever regret the pill you took?
What pill did I take?
You know, when he offered you the two pills and one pill's going to make you see reality and one pill would just let you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I regret it. You know, it ain't bad just sitting in a pod.
It's true. Just, you know, you don't know.
Nope.
God, how many miles are on your car?
On mine?
Well, how many are on yours?
Under 59.
Okay. guy in Durham, North Carolina. He drives a lot for work. He estimates he puts about 60,000 miles a year on his car. He has a 19-year-old Honda Accord that recently hit the 1 million mark. 1 million miles.
What year?
Miles. 19 years old, so that's what? Figure out to carry the...
Old enough to vote, but not old enough to drink.
2000, I think.
19.
The thing is, because we're...
Are you sure?
No, I'm not positive. I know
19 years.
We're in 2019 now.
And so if you go back to 2000 and then add 19, what does that come out to?
Oh, around 2020.
Right. So... We'll probably never know for sure, yeah. But you're in the neighborhood.
So he said after a million miles, he's going to retire the car. Said the secret, and we've all known this.
Well, the secret is that he lives too far away from work.
Yeah, no kidding. Here he's describing what it was like when it hit a million miles, like on the odometer and all that. Here you go.
2000 Honda Accord, and it's been absolutely phenomenal. When it got to 999,999, I took a picture, and then I started to drive, and I'm waiting for the odometer to hit a million, and then it doesn't. It stops there. I don't drive cars hard. I typically drive it in a non-aggressive manner. A little sad, but I think it's time to let her rest, let her retire. It's been an excellent car.
Million miles. I wonder if Aaron Walker would give him 7,000 for minimum trade.
Well, it depends on one thing.
What's that?
Does it blow cold air?
Yeah, probably more then.
Well, that's... I knew this mean old bastard ran a tire shop. And, we're talking about a different generation. But he was very angry. Because he couldn't work on Japanese cars. All of his equipment was for old muscle cars.
Right.
And he did tell me one day, and I couldn't believe he said it. Yeah. They're going to run me out of business. Why are they going to run you out of business? Well, they're going to run me out of business because just between you and me, these damn nip tin cans they're putting out. You keep the oil changing that son of a bitch, it'll run forever.
Yeah, yep. Dateline, Florida. I want to say this is in the West Palm Beach area. I don't get this, because we've seen far worse. 23-year-old guy here in Florida facing obscenity charges for refusing to remove a bumper sticker that says, "I eat ass."
We still enforce obscenity charges? Because I see obscenity every day, and I'm told I got to put up with it.
Yes.
You got to be tolerant.
Listen to this. He's facing charges.
A Florida man who was arrested after police told him to take down an obscene sticker plans to fight the charges. Dylan Webb had the sticker on his truck. It crudely described a sexual appetite. Webb says the police officer violated his rights to free speech. He was charged with violating Florida's obscene law.
Well, if he can appeal the case and somehow it ends up in the Ninth Circuit, he'll win.
Yep. Get a load of this, Haney. You will appreciate this.
You know what? That's a man that has needs.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that his needs are any more important or less important than yours.
That's right. He'll win that case.
We need to be tolerant.
You'll like this. New York City subway. Guy in the subway with his electric guitar. Singing. Playing guitar. You stumble across these guys, and there he is. He's singing James Brown's It's a Man's World. Guy just had his camera down there. He's in the subway singing, and guy turns his camera phone on and says, "I gotta tape this guy."
Man, there's a cop
Yeah, just in the subway.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's because nobody cares anymore. It's one of two things. Nobody cares,
yeah.
Or they're amazed because they've never seen anybody do that live before.
Yep. All right. Oklahoma City. You can be mad at the cops and want to do something, but don't be mad at the cops and act out with vandalism while the cops are watching you.
Are they acting out with vandalism when they know the cops are watching
them? 27-year-old guy in Oklahoma City was arrested on Tuesday for throwing a concrete block through the window of a police car right in front of police headquarters. And in front of a cop. It's the third time he's done this exact same thing.
Well, he has needs, Stan. Yeah. You need to respect them.
Yep, here's the body cam.
Delta 15, there's a subject smashing windows out of a patrol car at headquarters.
Hey! Get away from the police car! Get on the ground! I literally was just driving by and just watched him pick up that big old rock and just smash it out, man. Yeah, no, it's done, dude.
An officer was walking out of headquarters. That's when he saw a man who appeared to be vandalizing a scout car that was parked outside of headquarters. The man had thrown a concrete block through one of the windows and was attempting to get another concrete block through another window. It's been different officers each time. And each time officers have approached him, at least in the most recent events, the suspect has given up and has been taken into custody peacefully.
What? What? Have you,
you know, there's going to come a day when we're gone,
yeah,
and there'll be no one left to point this stuff out as wrong.
I know. That's why I'm glad we won't be around when it goes that bad. Even when we're old, when we're like 80, 90, we can talk about the good old days and what all went wrong.
I mean, so much has changed. You think back, and the stories my grandmother used to tell me,
yeah.
And a lot of that was based on technology. You know, electricity, telephones, and, you know, automobiles. But what's happening now is, yeah, there's been another tech boom that's taken it to another level, but now Americans are changing.
Yeah. It's but it's all because of social media, the computer, access to stuff that you had, Jim Bob living out in the country, working on his family farm, and something was going on in the city, some kind of trend or some kind of viral thing. He didn't know about it. And it didn't spread around. But because, you know, he got himself a computer for his birthday or got himself a phone.
It's a crazy delivery system.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I'm saying, and I've said this to you before, the reason we have the problems right now, divided country, the government the way that it is because we got 24/7 news channels that bring out pundits and talking heads to start, even when there's not a controversy, they bring out the, well, what if? And then one talks upon the other, and that goes down. When we were kids, we had a half hour, 6 o'clock news at night, and then we had a half hour of network news with Walter Cronkite and Huntley and Brinkley. That was it. Then you watch the Ed Sullivan Show. Carol Burnett. Andy Griffith, Gomer Pyle, Bonanza. Not now. Did you see the Octopus Girl? This is an example. Did you see her?
You mean in person?
No, the viral video.
Not recently.
Girl in China accepted a challenge to live stream herself eating a live octopus, and the video went viral.
Why? They do that all the time, don't they?
An octopus attacked her face.
Well, that's a fair fight. Why didn't somebody jump in there with a Ginsu?
I know. Start cutting that thing up.
In what country was that?
That was in China. It left bloody marks on her cheek. Because those suction cups have little hooks.
Well, it's got a beak.
And it's got a beak.
So what was she? Was she like starting with tentacles?
I don't know how she could have eaten the damn thing. The thing was big. Oh, here. There you go. There it is.
What the hell? That is asinine.
It is. This is what I'm telling you, social media.
And kids, that's why we cook our food. This is ridiculous.
It is. Here, I got one more for you. Haney, one more before we have to
so
take a break.
You're sure she said she was going to eat it?
Yeah, that's what it said. It was a challenge. Here you go.
Because I didn't hear her say that. What I heard her say was,
easy boy, daddy. We. I'm going to have to help some people. Haney and I know this. We're Homo sapiens.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmel took his man in the street and asked about many species that could go extinct if global warming continues, and should we be concerned about saving the Homo sapiens?
Are the Homo sapiens worth saving? What's your take?
We have to find a way to live with the Homo sapiens in a way where, you know, they don't affect us, we won't affect them, kind of like in a separation type of way.
I don't know what a Homo sapien is. If they're going extinct, that's very sad, but at the end of the day, I don't care.
Have you ever seen a Homo sapien?
At the zoo.
Describe it.
Furry.
Yep.
Big.
Mm-hmm.
Gorilla looking. He was picking his whatchadilly.
I've never seen one do that.
Well, I did.
His whatchadilly?
His whatchadilly. I think, well, I don't really, if they go extinct. Pewter mug, North, grab bag.
I'm not real big into this global warming business.
Yeah.
But have you heard about the dome homes down there around Marco?
What about him?
Well, back in the 80s, some millionaire built a dome home on Cape Romano.
Yeah.
You know about it?
Yeah. I know. I've heard about it. There they are. There's a picture right there.
And
I've seen them.
Yeah. Except they're not on the beach anymore. They're in the Gulf.
Wow. I don't know about global warming, but I know Florida's sinking.
That took out, like, tons of land.
Yep.
That used to be there in the 80s, and it's gone. Because that, what's in the water now, it was, like, at least 100 feet away from the water.
We're sinking.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh,
why
yeah,
didn't you tell me?
Thought you knew. I didn't know. Thought you knew.
But it won't affect us.
No,
right?
We're good.
Okay. That's why I don't know.
Yep, we'll be back.
When life gives you lemons, crush them up and twist them back in life's eyes. Trust me, it burns. Oh, yes, it burns. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. A Thursday afternoon, about 25 minutes away, we'll play Stan's What's on the List, our question of the week. Got a lot of stuff that you'll be interested in, Haney, that I got to talk about this break. It just dawned on me, all of these things that I want to talk about. We'll get them all out of the way here.
I want to talk about one thing first.
Well, let's do this first, then we can talk about everything we want. What is it that you want to talk about, though?
Did you say you've seen that dome house? You've seen it in person?
Like when you're taking like the boats and stuff down through there, they would point them out to you years ago. I don't remember them under that much water.
See, that would be cool.
Somebody just said it's beach erosion.
I would love to somehow live there. It'd be like Sea Lab.
Yep.
Yeah. Remember Sea Lab?
I do. Aaron Walker, Naples Nissan. Minimum $7,000 on your trade. He's been doing it now. He's just added a few more vehicles, like a 2019 Altima, Rogue, Murano, Pathfinder, Armada, Titan. You've said it before, Haney. If North Fort Myers, if you got something sitting on cement blocks, but you can get it down to Naples Nissan, $7,000.
A car. A car.
Yes. Now, if it's
running or not.
Yep. But if it's running, got maybe some AC, the radio works.
Let me tell you something. You got a car that runs, the AC blows cold, you're sitting on a gold mine.
Yep. Because it might be $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 more towards a brand new 2019 Nissan. And we're still early in the baseball season, and Aaron Walker is going to make sure that you get to see one of your favorite baseball teams. You go and purchase an automobile. He's going to give you tickets, whether it's a National League team, American League team. We got the Rays. We've got the Marlins. He's going to give you, when your favorite team comes in, you got tickets to go to the game, too.
And you go down to Naples Nissan. Do not be afraid to drop our name.
Please do.
And if you need to, demand to see Aaron or Chad Walker, and they'll take care of you.
Visit NaplesNissan.com for complete details, offers with approved credit, and cannot be combined. All right, let me take care of a couple of things here. One that you might be very interested in. I'll take care of that one first, as a matter of fact.
How could you allow that much beach erosion?
It happens. Oh, no, you know what? I'm going to save that for last because you may want to analyze that.
Speaking of analyze, do you know that guy on Jeopardy?
Yeah.
I don't like him very much.
No, I don't trust him.
Because you know what they're saying now?
What?
That as soon as he's done with Jeopardy, he is going to have a job, probably anyone he wants, at the highest levels of baseball, football, anything in sports, because they think he's got a great analytical mind.
Let me...
I'd kick his ass.
Yeah. You would challenge him. Let me thank our listeners very quickly. You know, they like to go and step on our necks around here and say, oh, well, we don't do enough social media and all that. We do a podcast of our show every day. It's up online for you to listen to. And then they're, you know, making other people do their podcast too and their social media. Just got a thing from our digital content manager. Let's see, the Spanish station, 41 downloads. Your sports guys, 645 downloads for the month. The kids station, the hip-hop B, 753 downloads. Those are the leaders for downloads, well, next to the top. The Kid station, 750.
So the kid station will, they'll get like employee of the week.
And they'll get employee of the week. Nice job, team. Stan and Haney, podcast. Now keep in mind, second place, the kid station, 753 downloads. Stan and Haney, where we're dinosaurs, that people don't go and listen to us on the computer. 9,179.
And there's one big reason for that, Stan. And I'll tell you why. Because we are the only show in Southwest Florida that, and this is our secret weapon, I'm giving it away, we're the only show that consistently features the music of Juice Newton.
I used to listen
this
to it.
This is the magic right here. That's how you go from 700 to 9,000.
Yeah, 700.
Juice Newton.
Second place. Us. 9,000. So there you go.
It's all thanks to Juice Newton.
I don't know which one I want to do here first. I'll do the email that I got. You are a popular guy.
Why?
I don't know.
Juice Newton. That's why. I'm riding Juice Newton's coattails as far as I can.
I am much like your other fans that want to know more about you. I'm not going to use her name because I don't want to embarrass her. And then I'll pass it over to you. I can read the first part. Ahoy, gentlemen. Heard you talking about naming your dogs yesterday. It brought to mind a very short YouTube video, less than a minute, by one of my favorites, Gus Johnson. Hope you'll have a peek if you like it. Then you should also enjoy Gus making a Subway sandwich. Nice little email there, and a nice video that came. Now it gets to this other half of the letter. Again, won't mention her name. While I've got your ear, Mark Haney, I'd like to throw my hat into the ring with good old what's-her-name, who asked you out on a date about a month ago.
Well, she's a very nice lady.
Yes,
don't
she
call
is.
Her what's-her-name.
This is, again, women. This ain't us. We're just sitting here. Except for the fact that I do not smoke. I know, right? She says in parentheses. I think we'd really get along. No smoking guns here. Not into games. Here's my picture. Yes, I have an advantage over you. I've listened since day one. Back when you were the cranky one and Stan was the nice guy.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. So, here you go. I'm not going to read it. Not going to say her name. Just,
Stan, why is this happening?
I don't know. Well, you're a popular guy. You're available right now. For a lot of years, you were tied down. For a lot of years, you had a ball and chain on you. Now, you're a free-running stallion. So, they're starting to come in. This, I'm going to hand over to you. This is, you know what, and I appreciate this gentleman doing this. I guess he had been calling other shows here at the radio station and wanted a fax number for us. And
a fax number?
They said, well, you can.
Do we have a fax number?
They still have one. It's very primitive, and that's what was said. A fax is not that much anymore. You could email it. No, I need the fax number. And now I kind of understand why. And I'm going to have you go through this. The person's name is, and I'll just give the first name, Michael. Thank you, Michael, for sending this. He notes, I am visually impaired quite a bit right now. I don't think I left anything out. I'll do some checking later to make sure. Thank you, guys. And he took, in his own handwriting.
But he can't see.
No, he's impaired. He took an Eagles song and made it into, changed the lyrics around. I think it's an Eagles song. And he faxed this over, where he turned it into a song about us. Now, I have...
No, that would be a Bob Seger song.
What was it? Turn the Page?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Seger. But he rewrote lyrics, and you're the music guy. You might... do you want to attempt to read that?
I don't think I'd qualify as visually impaired, but I have a hard time reading handwriting.
Me too. That's why I handed it to you. Maybe you can do better than I can. But yeah, it's Bob Seger.
See, what he's done is he has changed the subject of the song Turn the Page which is about, you know, a rock and roll musician on the road.
Right.
And what he's done is he's flipped it around to a song about golf.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Uh-oh. So instead of Turn the Page, it's called Tend the Pin.
What?
It begins on a long and narrow fairway in a Yamaha. Huh? But your shots will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 18 holes and there's nothing much to do. It gives you a little bit of the flavor there.
Yeah.
Here I am playing golf again. Here I am, tend the pin.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Michael.
But he's done the whole song. Yeah. I just can't read everything.
Well, as you walk into the locker room.
It's just a penmanship issue, really.
Strung out from the round, you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the ground. You pretend it doesn't bother you. You just want to expound. Most times you can't see him talk. Other times you can. Same old cliches. Is it Greg Norman or Mahan? You're always seen outdriven. You don't. Thank you, Michael. Something about Tiger Woods.
A lot of effort went into that.
A lot of effort, and thank you for thinking of us. Later in the evening, before you've gone to bed, with the echoes of Tiger's tee shots ringing in your head, you stroke the day's last practice putt, remembering what he said. He said, here I am on the course again. Here I am up on the green. Here I go playing golf again. Here I go. Here I go.
Tend the pin.
That doesn't say tend the pin there.
Well.
But the name of the song is Tend the Pin. Okay, thank you. Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's Juice Newton herself.
Yeah. When we come back, chance maybe to pick up some pewter mug, Bam's Restaurant, Fort Myers Miracle, maybe Busch Gardens, maybe Dane Cook. If you know what's on the list. Or Stan and Haney. Why do people have to be so cruel? Michael really gave a good effort, and it's very well done, every verse.
Yep.
I mean, you get just angry people out there that think they can do better.
Well, then why didn't they?
Exactly.
It was Michael's idea.
Yep. And he's the big winner. Stan and Haney.
Juice Newton. That's the secret.
We are the tip of the Beasley Broadcasting spear. That's it. Yeah, the spear. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. 1 hour away from our question of the week. Want to remind you about tomorrow's show. You can join us in studio for an exclusive live performance from Swamp Fest openers Messer. They got a top 20 song on the charts right now. They're going to be in studio tomorrow, right around 3 o'clock. They'll be playing their new top 20 single, Simple Man, and they've got a few other surprises. And then later on in the evening, they have a show at South Street in Naples. So it's going to be great having some live music again here in the studio. Messer in studio tomorrow. Very quickly, before we play the game, our buddy Billy Midget texted us.
Oh, good to hear from Billy.
Didn't know if you guys saw this, the STEM school that had the shooting last month was holding a vigil for the falling classmates when some of the Democrats got up and spoke about gun control. Students walked out in the middle of it, went outside, and started chanting mental health. These smart kids got it right. So they were listening, immediately they'll jump on it, gun control, and it's about mental health. And the kids listening to it got up and left. Amazing. Time to play. Stans, what's on the list? Let me get the phones on lockdown. I'll take them cold.
That really, that got to me.
Yeah.
That you had these two messed up kids. One of them's at a transgender or something.
Yeah.
And you had them come in with a guitar case full of weapons.
Yeah.
And then you had the three guys that decided it was their job to stop them.
Yep.
And one of them died.
Yep. Hmm. Survey. This, we're going to play Stan's What's on the List. You know what?
I'll tell you what, that one kid, he's going to be a hell of a Marine.
Yeah, that's what he was wants to be. We got Baba Kusaw, Pewter Mug North, Bam's Restaurant, Fort Myers Miracle Tickets, one pair of tickets to Busch Gardens to celebrate the opening of Tigris, Florida's tallest launch coaster.
Are you sure?
What?
You don't have some sort of deal going
Tigris.
On?
Tigris.
Is it Tigris or Tigris?
Tigris.
Because you've said it both ways.
Yeah, I got yelled at. Uh, 150 feet high, 1,800 feet of track, 62 miles per hour. And then we got a pair of tickets to go see Dane Cook at the Barber B Man on Thursday, September 26th. Your job is to name something on this list. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. First person to correctly identify something on this list is going to win a prize. Survey, top 10 answers on the board. A new survey asked 110,000 Americans. This is a big survey. Asked 110,000 Americans which nationality for women is the sexiest. From what part of the land are the most beautiful, sexiest women?
And who did they survey?
110,000 Americans. And asked them.
Male and female?
Yep. And asked them. Which nationality for women is the sexiest? I have the top 10 on the board. Let's play Stan's What's on the List? For women, which nationality is the sexiest? 110,000 Americans surveyed. I have the top 10. Phone lines are released, 277-9600. Cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Brian.
Brian, what do you think? Give me a nationality on this list. Sexiest women.
How about Brazilian?
Yeah. Number 7 on the list. Oh, right. Brazilian women came in at number 7. What would you like?
Busch Gardens.
All right, you're going to Busch Gardens. Simple as that. To see Tigris. Done getting yelled at.
How bad did you get yelled at?
Just a passive-aggressive memo.
But it's come to my attention that Stan is an idiot.
Yep. Brazilian.
Then did you wad it up and throw it, the memo?
Yeah, it's gone. I don't have it. I deleted the whole thing.
Okay. Oh, that's right. We don't deal with paper anymore.
Deleted it. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Ian.
Ian, we have Brazilian women. They came in at number 7. Give me another nationality for sexiest women.
I'm going to go with Swedish.
I would have gone with Swedish, too. Did not make the top 10. Did not make the top 10.
That's hard to believe.
Yep.
What happened to the Swedish bikini team?
I know. Did not make it. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rich.
Hey, Rich, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, man.
Yeah, what do you think's on this list?
France? French women, yeah.
Yeah, didn't make it.
Really?
Nope, no French women. 110,000 Americans. Which nationality for women are the sexiest? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Billy.
Billy, what do you think?
I'm thinking Norwegian.
Norwegian?
Yes, sir.
Not there. Not there. 277-9600.
I could name a million of them.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, what do you think's on the list?
I'm thinking a little Colombian.
Yeah, Colombian. Number four on the list.
Fine Colombian.
Number four. What would you like, buddy?
Well, they took the Tigris. How about the Dane Cook?
That's Tigris.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Please. I've been yelled at.
I heard somebody say.
I thought it was Tigris.
Yeah. I thought so, too.
And that comedian, the monster?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He was the animal.
I wish you still had those tickets.
Yeah,
but, you know.
I know. I wish a lot of people wish we still had them.
What, I'll take Dane Cook.
You got it. Hold on.
So don't they understand Stan talk?
They never. I've been talking like that for a lot of years.
They need to adjust, not you.
Precisely.
That's the world we live in, isn't it?
Yep. They have to accept the way I say things.
By the way, you still on that Helen Keller kick?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, and we'll have an email to prove it. Colombian? Brazilian. New survey asked 110,000 Americans which nationality for women is the sexiest. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, Stan. This is Pat.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Do you think you got a guess on this list?
I'm going to say Australian.
Yeah, number six on the list, Australian. Mm-hmm. And what would you like, sweetheart?
Do you have any pewter mugs?
I do. You're going. $50
thank
to the pewter
you.
Mug.
Woo,
there you go,
you.
Pat. Hold on. Yeah, Australia. Nobody's gotten the top three. Nobody's gotten the top three. Number four, Colombian. Number six, Australian. Number seven, Brazilian. Still plenty in the top ten. And yes, no Swedish, no French.
That's a shocker.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Joe, Naples.
Hey, Joe in Naples. 110,000 Americans surveyed. Sexiest nationality for women.
Did someone say Puerto Rican yet?
They did not say Puerto Rican yet, and it's not on the list. 277-9600.
I know one. Can't believe nobody said it.
Write it down. I'll see if it's on the list. You need a pen?
Yeah.
Here you go. Write it down.
It might not be, but it's
I'll
still
tell
my
you,
opinion.
I'll tell you if it is, and it's your opinion. Write it down. I'll tell you. 110,000. This is a big survey. La-da-da-dee. No.
It should be.
Yes, but it's not.
I think and I see eye to eye on that.
There's a they do mention the region, or there's I can't go any further.
But you know what I mean.
I do know what you
mean.
You
know exactly.
I
what
know
I mean.
Exactly what you mean. Ahoy, who's this?
Debbie.
Debbie, how are you, Debbie?
Fine. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for asking. Can you name one of the top ten?
Is there Russian?
No, there is not.
Are you kidding me?
No. When we say current Russia. No, not on the list.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Ryan.
Ryan, haven't you won something already, Ryan?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Ryan, what do you think's on the list? Sexiest women nationality.
How about Filipino?
Yeah, number 8, Filipina. Number 8 on the list. What would you like, Ryan?
Did you have any more Dane Cook?
Yeah, I can do a Dane Cook for you, right? I have one more, don't I? Yep, we can do Dane Cook. You want to go?
Yeah, awesome.
All right, hold on. Filipina, Brazilian, Australian, Colombian. Still haven't gotten the top 3 yet. Still to be revealed. 1, 2, 3, 5, 9, and 10. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bill.
Bill, what do you think's on this list?
How about Japanese?
Nope. I will give a hint. Although, Filipina, that's Asian, isn't it, Haney?
Sort of.
Other than that...
It's like a combination of Asian and Pacific Islander.
Other than that, there is not an Asian nation on this list. And I don't know why. I think Asian women are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tony in the Cape.
Hey, Anthony, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Good, pal. What do you think's on this list?
I think Italy.
No, Italy is not.
Really?
No Italy, no France, no Sweden. Not there. Not there. I forgot which line I was picking up. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Alex from Fort Myers.
Alex from Fort Myers. I got a good feeling you know what's on this list. Give me a nationality.
Cuban.
No. No. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Todd.
Todd, what do you think's on the list?
Cuban.
No, somebody just said Cuban. No. I'm going to go 2 more calls, and then I'll give you the list. Ahoy, who's this?
Smokey.
Hey, Smokey.
What do you say, Smokey?
What do you think?
I think Latino's on there.
No, well, okay. Wow.
Smokey knows what he likes, Stan.
Yeah,
don't argue with him.
He knows what he likes. Yeah, I hear you. Atta boy, Smokey. One more. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Christy.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You, what do you think? She sounds like a little hothead.
Easy. Don't set her off.
No, I don't want to. I just sense you get angry. When you get angry, you get angry.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think's on the list?
Well, since I'm an American woman, yeah. I'm going to go with American.
Number 3 on the list.
Oh, that's kind of a trick answer.
American
well
women.
Well done, Christy.
What can I get you?
Well, thank you. Thank you. Do you have any pewter mugs left?
I do. Hold on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
American woman.
Yeah, number 3. All right, here's the list.
And oh, okay. Now that the list is going to be revealed,
yeah.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
The one that I gave you was Estonia.
Yeah, no.
But you said it's referred to?
No, I didn't say it was referred to. Regionally, say an Eastern Bloc.
Eastern European?
Yeah.
Is that on there?
No, it's a country.
Ukraine?
Good guess, not there.
Poland?
No.
Belarus?
No.
We know it's not Russia, it's not Ukraine?
No.
Greece has got to be on there.
Nope.
Are you? Come on.
This is the top 10, and again, it was a big, big survey. Here we go. I'll go from 10 to 1. Nobody got number 10. Nationality for women deemed to be the sexiest based on 110,000 Americans. Number 10, Lebanese.
Come on.
Number 9, Bulgarian. Number 8, Filipina. Number 7, Brazilian. Number 6, Australian. How this got on the list is beyond me. At number 5, British.
There's pretty girls in
Britain. Yeah, as long as they don't smile. I'm sorry. Number 4, Colombian. Number 3, American. Here's the top two that nobody got. Number 2, Barbadian. Barbados. And number 1, Armenian.
Okay. So number 2 and number 1 are because of Rihanna and the Kardashians.
Now you're reading into it. Because they are the face to most Americans of beauty.
Have they
That's
ever seen...
how they have overtaken...
Have they ever seen a Greek woman or an Italian woman?
They
would
care.
Forget all about it.
They would. These Armenian women, they do nothing but shave twice a day. We're going to take a break.
I'm sorry, man. Some of those Greek goddesses
I understand that. Yeah, you and me both agree.
And a nice Estonian woman?
Yeah. Oh. We're going to take a break. First look at traffic coming up. News headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer emails.
I mean, Greece and Italy, you're talking about classical beauty.
This is how social media... And what we're supposed to think is beautiful, other than people discovering a country and looking at the women. It's a shame. Now, I'm not saying there isn't any attractive Armenian women. I just haven't met any.
But you know where it comes from.
Of course. That's what happens when you have a big survey. Of a lot of uneducated people.
The only thing that I like about Armenian being number one is it will really piss the Turks off.
Yeah. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Where we've been for about 28 years. Right, yeah. Gonna get an update on traffic for you. Our first look at traffic today. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails in less than 30 minutes. Our question of the week, and it's a good one.
What if I get it wrong?
You can't. Can't get it wrong. It's your answer. It's not a yes or no question. You got a story behind yours, and we'll take your phone calls in about 30 minutes or so. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
It's our first look. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. 27 Eland Drive in the Island Vista Estates. That sounds classy for North Fort Myers. And in beautiful Alva, named after the flower, not Edison.
It's saving grace.
Yep. Disabled vehicle, 18,000 block of River Chase Court. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? And he's about ready to tell you because he's looking at today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
You may have seen this on news reports or documentaries, but there is something called the Great Pacific garbage patch.
Yep, it's just like a floating island of garbage.
Yeah, it's like almost its own continent, just made up of a bunch of plastic and junk. The scientists say they may have found the holy grail for recycling plastic.
Well, I hope so. A petroleum-based product.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Family Guy when he was out there on that little patch of floating waste?
Was that recent?
Yeah.
No, yeah. I didn't. Yeah. No. I got to catch up on my stories.
You do. You do.
You know, I don't watch TV like I used to.
Because you're playing that Xbox.
Well, I'm playing the Xbox, reading my books. The only thing that I watch
Game
regularly
of Thrones,
is
Game of Thrones.
Why did you say it like that?
Game of Thrones.
Why did you say it like that?
Well, you know what?
I can't wait until that program hooks you.
Yeah.
And then you've got friggin' 10 seasons to go through, and you'll come into, oh my God, I can't believe that Jamie did that. Oh my God, what a shocker.
I told you, that's what it was with Breaking Bad. That's what it was with 24. Remember when 24 was on?
And I begged you to watch it?
And you begged me to watch it? I don't know.
No,
come on.
That's stupid.
And for Christmas one year, you got me season one of 24.
And you had 2 weeks off.
And I binged. Yep. And then I asked, when's season two start? When's season two start?
I love that President Palmer.
Yep, he got killed.
Yep. But what I'm trying to tell you about it, initially, I like my Law and Order.
Yeah. And then when Breaking Bad was coming to its final season and how's that all going to end, I said, what is it with this Breaking Bad? What is this?
Yep. And right before the final episode, you announced, I think they got a hit on their hands.
And also, I did that with American Idol.
Yes, you did. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
What is this American Idol thing? This looks like it's going to
be... Fox has got a hit on their hands here. This is a hot property.
Sorry. laughter.
You know, it's 2016 and Stan's going, boy, this Kelly Clarkson is something.
Yeah, yeah. Right on. 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
A new study shows that married couples are having less sex.
Okay.
I don't know if it has anything to do with the fact that Americans are drinking 70% more than they did in 1990.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
Well, with that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
tips for spicing up your love life.
Top tips for spicing up your love life.
Try a new position, like the one where you actually have sex. Always a good idea to put on some music to get you in the mood, and also to avoid having to talk to your partner.
Yeah.
Schedule more date nights.
Yeah.
And make sure some of them are with your spouse.
Yep. Love it.
Seek out a sex therapist. Preferably a hot one who's into threesomes.
Yep.
Try some light spanking.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Just not with the Forbes magazine with Trump on the cover. Wrap it up. Wait until after to tell her the house could use a good vacuuming.
Mm.
Communication is key.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
So tell your partner exactly what you want, and don't be offended when they reply, ooh. Try role-playing as two people who aren't bored with each other. And finally,
yeah,
the very top tip for spicing up your love life.
Sure.
When your wife asks you to share your deepest fantasy,
yeah,
don't say, you die and I hook up with the Hooters waitress.
Laugh it up.
And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Email time. Email time. See, Haney and I, when we first got married, we've said
what?
This.
We're not married.
Not we. When we were first married.
You when just married, said that. You just said when we look, first no, got married.
No. When separately, Haney and I first got married.
What?
We had the same reverend.
Yes, we did.
Do the ceremony.
Same church.
Same church, same reverend, and he was a marriage counselor. He counseled couples.
He was also a military chaplain.
Yep, and part of his deal was...
to tell you not to get married.
Well, he wanted to sit down and talk to you and then talk to you individually.
And God bless that man. It was a bad idea.
Because you got married about a year before I did.
And you went to my wedding and decided that you wanted the exact same thing.
Well, I caught the garter.
Yes, you did.
I did.
And you put it on Jim's girlfriend's leg.
Yeah, I caught the garter. And I remember that my fiancé at the time said, this is a perfect church. And
you know, she and I always saw eye to eye.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And so I said, well, we'll look into having our wedding here.
Who's it is. It's a beautiful old church.
You know, and then you
it was at least 100 years old
and
then.
And you had the bell tower, and you rang the bell, and it was just beautiful.
Just an old-fashioned white wooden church.
And the reverend there was the Reverend Raspberry.
Yep.
That was his name.
And he was a brilliant man.
And when Haney and I, years later, got to talking about Reverend Raspberry, Haney said, did he take you into his chambers and
explain to you, you're about to make a horrible mistake?
I said, yeah, he had the same conversation with me, too. Yep, he was right. Email.
He was just dead on.
Spot on, yeah. And he was a military guy. The photographer for my wedding was taking the pictures in the old church with the Reverend Raspberry and stuff. And he, ex-military guy, was Reverend Raspberry. And the
everything he said came true.
The photographer wanted to take a picture of the wedding party in the church, and part of the wedding party it was up on the altar. And there was the cross there, and there was the beautiful candles, and in the back was the American flag. And as the photographer was taking the pictures, said to the reverend, do you mind, I want to have the ambiance of the church, can we move the American flag out of the shot of the picture?
That.
And he looked her straight in the eye, the photographer, and said, no, I will not move that flag. That flag is part of the altar up here. The flag stays. Yeah, I remember it very well.
And do you remember...
nice man.
...that he spent an inordinate amount of time during the actual ceremony to talk about the fact that it was like, this is the only day this couple will be happy. Their lives will be difficult. Very, very difficult.
Oh, he talked about trying times.
Many bad things are going to happen.
Yes, he did. He didn't say it exactly like that.
It was like he performed the ceremony under protest.
He went and was talking about that this is the final day that these are
that
two
you're
separate,
ever going to be happy.
That these are two separate people.
Yep.
That after today, they will be intertwined as one, and that they will face many joys
and many sorrows. And I don't know how many days will pass before they divorce, but it will happen.
He was thinking it maybe, but he didn't say it out loud. You got family there. Well, they're not supposed to hear that.
That's what I heard.
I know you did. I did too. But that's not what he said out loud.
Standing up there and going, you know what? It's June. We are in this quaint church here that looks so good on film.
Yeah, it does.
And it doesn't have air conditioning.
Oh, yeah, it was hot.
And it's about 110 degrees right now. Mm-hmm. I think I've made a horrible mistake.
See, I didn't think it at the time.
And it's too late to do anything about it. I'm screwed. Save me, Reverend Raspberry. And I looked up at him, and he looked back at me, and he didn't say anything, but he communicated. Too late for that now, son. You should have listened to me in chambers.
He did do the whole thing in the ceremony. If anyone sees why this marriage, let speak now or forever hold your peace.
And then,
and then there was like a long pause.
Yep. He tried, man.
Yeah, he did.
You can't say.
I do not deny that.
You can't say he didn't do everything he could. He tried to save us, man.
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
But we would not listen.
Ahoy at
Because we knew better, didn't we?
StanandHaney.com.
Okay.
Should build a statue of that man.
I wonder if he's still alive.
He wasn't that old then.
Oh, he was probably, I would say he was 50.
At least.
Yeah.
Probably between 50 and 60. But then again, that's where we are now.
Yeah, we were just kids then. John writes,
he'd probably be in his 90s.
Yeah. Hi, guys. As always, love the show. When I moved to Colorado, we got a dog. We're talking about dog names. And we were trying to figure out a name. We were going to name the dog Cynthia. The only reason is that we could yell at the dog and say things like, Cynthia, get your ass in here now. By the way, our loser neighbor's wife was named Cynthia. We wanted the other neighbors to hear us yelling at Cynthia. Signed, John. Mike just writes very quickly. Hey, hey, ho, ho, Helen Keller's gotta go. Take it down, highest level. Happy Thursday, y'all. The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Stan, yesterday when you mentioned how you would like to smack Nadler around, I had this vision pop up into my head. Remember the scene in Airplane where the people were lined up to smack that broad around for panicking? But we would have to add a few more people to that list. People like Pelosi, Schumer, Blumenthal, and of course Schiff. God, that would be fun. Now, I don't think you guys have talked about the new sanctuary law that just passed here in Florida. Now, all law enforcement must cooperate with ICE. All I can say is it's about time that a state with some common sense started to uphold federal law. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Our question of the week is next. We're Stan and Haney.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news. In about 30 minutes. We're going to get you updated on traffic, too, in just a second. I'm putting phones on lockdown because we're getting ready to ask our question of the week. You have the right answer because it's your answer. This is a good one. If you think about it, it's a good one. We'll do traffic, and then we'll open up the phones. So I'll pose it to you now, let you think about it, let you dial the phone, 277-9600. And then after traffic, we'll take your answers to our question of the week. Here it is. What's the dumbest way you've been injured? Where I can't believe, I don't know if I wanted to, I just hurt myself. I've injured myself.
Ow.
What is the dumbest way you've been injured? Now, you know, I ask this question, I sample it around the building. Unbelievable answers. Everybody's got at least one. You're usually picking between multiple things. I was talking to somebody who will remain nameless in the building. I don't know that he wants this because he might even have a workman's comp claim. But he had thrown something out in the dumpster out back and realized, oh, I threw the wrong thing out, and went back to the dumpster to go and retrieve it and couldn't reach it. So he thought, I'll go and get a step stool, and that way I can go into the dumpster and retrieve it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, was able to lean, put his body, his stomach, across the dumpster, the front of the dumpster, and reach in there and grab what he needed. While he was doing that, he heard a crack. Cracked his rib. Thought he'd be okay later on in the day. This hurts. Cracked a rib. Another one in the building was playing that game from Jackass of sitting on your hand, spreading your legs, and tossing a baseball around. Caught it right in the chongs. Question of the week. What is the dumbest way you've been injured? 277-9600. Release the phones. Rob will screen them to make sure that you want to answer our question of the week. I got several. Let's get you.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see what we got here. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a disabled vehicle, Colonial Boulevard and Winkler Avenue. Also, Fort Myers, crash. 10,000 block of Metro Parkway, right by Metro Blinds. And one in Lehigh Acres. It's a crash, South Loop Boulevard and Homestead Road North. And you are up to date. Our question of the week. What's the dumbest way you've been injured? I stepped in a deep fryer. Did that.
Oh, I'd say that's only the second dumbest.
What do you think's the first dumbest?
Van Halen.
I was able to go to the show.
That's only because you were drinking Reuniti on ice.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, I jumped from the second. Well, actually, they labeled it the third, but it was from the parking garage. I climbed.
You jumped off a parking garage.
I was drinking Reuniti. Yeah, deep fryer. I threw my, well, when I first moved to Fort Myers from Melbourne, my now ex-wife was on the other coast getting things ready to move over. I was over here putting together a waveless waterbed, and I had to lift one of the, I was by myself, knew nobody, lifted one of the side slats that weighed a ton. They were like really heavy oak wood. And I threw my back out, and I fell backwards, and the wood plank fell on me, and I couldn't move for hours.
You've fallen.
And I could not get up. Yeah, those are a couple of beauties right there. What about you, Haney? I mean, pick one. Dumbest way you've been injured.
Oh, I don't think it's even close. I think there's one definitive answer.
What is it? There's a guy I sneezed and broke a rib. Yup.
When I went to high school, I I would have classes in the morning while I was, and then I would work in radio in the afternoon. And so it wasn't a traditional high school, so everybody had their cars. And this one girl pulled up at the front of the school with her VW Bug. And I started talking to her, and for some reason, the old VW Bugs, they had a little running board.
Yes, absolutely.
And as I was talking to her, I just stepped up on the running board, and for some reason, she thought it would be hilarious to punch the gas. And at first, I was able to kind of use my weight to stay on, but she wasn't stopping. She kept going up. It was like 30 miles an hour. And at the front of the school, she's on this driveway, and surrounding the driveway, there are mature oak trees everywhere. And I feel myself starting to slip, and I'm telling her, stop. And she's laughing too hard to hear me. And I have to make, and I'm sure at some point you may have been in a similar situation where, okay, one of two things is going to happen. I am slipping. I'm going to fall backwards. And that would be the back of my head.
Yeah.
Or I can try to do a controlled crash and end up like Charlie Hustle. So for a couple of brief moments, I am able to keep my balance, and I'm running at 30 miles an hour. That does not last long. No. I get in maybe 3 or 4 strides trying to slow down, and then just 8 total.
Mm-hmm.
The stars came out.
Yep. Yep.
And
how bad were you banged up?
Let's put it this way. I really didn't know what was going on. My eyes are still closed. And I hear sirens in the background. And I'm thinking, this isn't good. Oh, yeah, that's right. I jumped off a moving car. And then I take my hand and I'm trying to pull up. The first thing, my buddy was there and I said, get me a cigarette. And I'm smoking. And as I pull my hand away from my face after drawing on the cigarette,
yeah,
blood all over my hand. And I remember looking at my buddy. I think it was Ron. I said, okay, something happened here. And he's nodding his head. Yeah, something happened, buddy. I'm here with you. And at this point, I'm thinking, I think I'm okay. I got my bell rung. And I said, how bad is it, Ron? And he just, like, clammed up. I go, Ron, I'm talking to you. How bad is it? He goes, it's bad. Just be cool. The ambulance is on the way.
What, it mess up your face, your nose, your forehead?
Luckily, it looked worse than it was. And there was a huge gouge out of my chin. And I had it in my head, I don't want to go to the hospital. And the paramedic looked at me, and he said, well, yeah, you'll probably be okay. You really should have stitches, but you'll probably be all right. I'd really recommend that you had stitches. And I said, nah, I don't want stitches. And so I just had, like, various towels and things, and then they taped it up for me. And I said, okay, I'm fine. I'm going home. And I drove home, and within about a half hour of getting there, that's when I went blind. I had a very severe concussion.
Oh, yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rob.
Rob, what's the dumbest way you've been injured?
I was a tire changer at this repair shop, and the boss had me change a headlight. This old Chevy had the round headlights.
Mm-hmm.
So I got chrome ring off of it, and I'm trying to pull it apart, and it's not coming. So I put one hand behind the headlight, and I hold the socket of the other one with my other hand, and I pulled, and it finally popped out and hit me directly square in the forehead, right between the eyes.
Ow.
Put me back on my bottom. My boss panicked. I had a big lump. Took me to the ER. Embarrassed.
Yeah, I can.
And you know, there's nothing worse.
I don't want people sending me pictures of their thumbs chopped off. Stop it. Stop it right now.
I think that was probably the worst I ever felt. And I don't mean pain, but when you know something's happened to you and you're not quite with it again.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But your hearing comes back and you're hearing sirens and you know they're coming
for you. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, guys, Stan and Haney, this is Don from Fort Myers, ahoy.
Hey, Don, ahoy. What's the dumbest way you've been injured?
In my younger days as an electrician, I was in an attic. I don't know if you know what a bell hanger's drill bit is. It's a long, skinny bit, about 4 feet long, drilling down through the studs. And I had long, blonde hair, and I looked over to see down the hole, see how it's doing. And my hair got caught in a drill bit.
Oh!
And I'm stuck in the corner of an attic.
Oh!
Screaming.
Oh!
I feel the drill bit. There's about 2 inches of hair wrapped around it. The diameter.
Oh, God.
Put it in reverse, tried to get off. It made it worse.
Oh.
And I finally said, well, here it goes. And I just pulled back.
Ow!
And I walked around for a couple months with reverse mohawk.
277-9600. I could just feel the pain right there.
Yeah. Guess I just got to take care of it this way.
Yeah. Ow! Yeah. A little swirly. Ahoy!
Reversed it and made it worse.
Yeah. This is Alex.
Hey, Alex. Dumbest way you've been injured.
So this actually just happened a couple days ago. I was getting ready to take the dogs out, and I turned my body. My leg did not want to move. I dislocated my knee. I tore my meniscus and have a partial tear in my ACL.
Just taking the dog out.
Sounds like when you throw your back out sleeping.
Yeah, well, when I had the waterbed accident, my back was never, ever the same, my lower back. So I could go and pick my daughter up when she was small. I could be in the shower, soaping up my back out. It'd be messed for weeks. Where am I? Oh, right here. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Tiffany, what's the dumbest way you've been injured?
Reaching for a baby bottle.
What?
I was sitting in my living room to feed my newborn, and I reached to the table for the baby bottle, and I felt a pop in my elbow, and I woke up the next day in searing pain, and now I am a year later, and I only have 45-degree movement.
Are you kidding me?
I cannot extend my arm completely, because whatever it was that I popped when I reached for that bottle permanently damaged my elbow. They said it's lactate crystals, that
what are you talking about? You weren't still lactating, were you?
Well, my daughter was only 3 months old when it happened,
technically I was.
But they said it's similar to gout, but it's very common for new mothers.
Oh, my goodness.
And now I'm never going to be able to fully extend my arm.
Just reaching out to get a bottle.
Yep. The things you do for your kids.
No, but I mean, it's my guy. Even when you think that you're, doing everything right, being totally cautious, you're just reaching for something in your own home, and bam.
Unbelievable. 277-9600, our question of the week. What is the dumbest way that you've been injured? Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, this is Mark.
Mark, dumbest way you've been injured.
I was on a missions trip to the Dominican Republic, and they don't have much there, but they had a bike and no tires on it, just a rim, and I tried to show them how to do a wheelie on a banana bike, and I broke my leg like Joe Theismann.
Oh!
Yeah, and then they put a cast all the way up to my hip. And it only cost $350.
Yeah, well, it's cheap down there.
Yeah, and they wanted to do surgery, but I came home, and they got a rod and 7 screws in my leg.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'll show you how to do a wheelie on a banana bike with no tires. Mm-hmm. Tough guy. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, gentlemen. This is Steve.
Steve, what's the dumbest way you've been injured?
Well, first of all, I want to say before I tell the story, I did a stupid thing like you did one time. I jumped out of a parking garage.
Yeah. So
anyway.
You feel it from your toes all the way up to the top of your head.
Like, oh, very you sure electric. Do. Yeah. You sure do. But this is a different thing. When I was 11 years old, my dad used to load his own, he used to make his own shotgun shells.
Oh,
and,
no.
And I know it sounds like it's going to be worse than it is, but anyway, I'm out in the garage fooling around. That's where all the stuff was, and you have all the little detonators, you know, in the back of the shotgun shell.
Yes.
You got little... So there were the box of the detonators, and I thought it would be fun, you know, to make them explode, to hit them with a hammer, you know, take some of those and just hit them with a hammer.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, great
who
fun.
Could resist?
Yep.
Yeah, who could resist, right? So I put one on the floor of the garage. Smacked it with a hammer and exploded like I wanted it to, but it sent the piece of brass into my foot.
Oh!
And so I had to go into the house and tell my mom. I mean, I knew she was going to be pissed, and I was embarrassed. I'm like, "Hey, mom!" And I told her what happened because I knew I had to go to the hospital. And she, of course, freaked out. And you know, we're at the hospital, and she's telling the doctor that I shot myself in the foot with a shotgun.
Oh, jeez!
So a little bit of an exaggeration, but anyway, that was a pretty boneheaded.
Yeah, pretty boneheaded. There was a kid. I still remember. It was in first grade. He was a new kid in school, and we were out in the playground, and he stepped on a nail, a rusty nail. Yeah, in our playgrounds in those days, there were rusty nails,
mm-hmm.
And he didn't know he had stepped on a rusty nail. And I still remember it to this day. He had wingtip shoes on, like, you know, like businessman shoes. And he was sitting in the classroom after recess out in the playground. And we're sitting in the classroom again. This is first grade. And Mrs. Cupsaw was my teacher's name in the first grade. And I don't remember what the kid's name was, but she said, "What's wrong with your foot?" And if you know the wingtip shoes, they have the little V and the little dots. Blood was coming through all the dots in the wingtip shoe, and she noticed it because it was getting on the floor of the classroom. He looked down at his foot, started to cry hysterically. Didn't know he had done anything, I don't think.
So he was fine until she pointed out the
and
blood.
And saw the blood pouring through those little dots in the wingtip shoes. And I remember the teacher picked his foot up, and sure enough, there was like a good 3-inch nail into his foot, and they took him off. Never forgotten it. I remember, because I was sitting right next to him, looking down at his foot and the fountain of blood coming through his wingtip shoes.
Oh, my God. Now, if you're talking about stuff that happened to other people, there was one that scarred me for life. Because I was, we were sitting up on top of, think about like a little league field and those kind of bleachers. We were sitting on the bleachers, but at the very top with our legs down facing backwards.
Yeah, everybody's done it.
And there was a girl up there, and she was at the edge. And I don't know if she went to like tie her shoe or something. But she moved just enough that she fell from the bleacher. Now, it wasn't high enough where it would have hurt her, you know? She may have gotten banged up a little bit, but I'll never forget the sound. When she went down feet first, and probably if things were normal, would have just landed on her feet. Right below there was a metal trash can. And she landed with one leg in and one leg out.
Oh, jeez.
She was wearing yellow shorts that immediately became crimson.
And yes, she was just a child, so it wasn't a visit.
And she was probably around 14.
Oh, well, then I take it back.
And she was between passing out
and... Oh, I can imagine the pain.
And crying. And when the teachers came out there, And those of us that saw it happen were going, she's really hurt. She's really hurt. And never forget it. Old lady teacher came out and goes, everybody go back to class. But is she going to be okay? She's fine. She just jarred her period.
We're going to take a break.
I'm like, do you even know what happened to this girl? No, I didn't.
She jarred her period.
Happens, don't worry
okay,
about it.
Ladies.
No, she was almost cut in half, lady.
If you'd like
jarred her period.
If you'd like to answer a question of the week, ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Yeah, I see the texts that were clicking on and off. That's because there's a thunderstorm right above us with lightning. Give me a break. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton. Stan and Haney? Oh, you gotta be shit me. You can't pay me enough to say this shit. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. Rob Show at 6 o'clock tonight. And we're going to do some traffic here for you in just a little bit. So we have a lightning storm flying over our head right now. And when you're doing a terrestrial radio, you have an antenna. Sometimes it cuts on and off with a little bit of lightning. And we're going through that right now. So bear with us. We have some of the staff.
There are wires involved.
Yes.
And electricity.
Everybody from our producer to the operations manager to members of other radio stations looking into the situation. But yet you still got one guy. Yeah, we get texts. Hey, you're coming in and out. Okay, we're got one guy. And I'll tell you, his last two digits is 85, who just proceeds, because he's an engineer, proceeds to tell us in capital letters every second, off the air, thank you. We have people looking into the matter.
Well, not always. Usually we find out from listeners first.
Well, that's the old days. That's the old days when actual lightning bolts used to come into the studio where you were hit by lightning. I saw an arc come through this room once. I was sitting right here watching it. And then I'd tell the chief engineer, you know, I don't know if we got a grounding problem in here. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, this building's all grounded.
Why did I see?
And it would crack. It would like go off like a little sparkler in the room. Yeah, that's my fault. You should know this is all grounded.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there doing my thing. Yeah.
Minding my own beeswax.
All right. And you look over at me.
Oh, that.
And you get this look on your face.
That's a true story.
I'm like, well, what's wrong, Stan? You all right, Haney? Yeah, why wouldn't I be?
There was a blue arc that went in one of Haney's headphone ears, came out the other one, and I saw a flash, like a flashbulb, going behind his head. And I said, you just got struck by lightning.
Oh, cool.
If you listen to the tapes, you could still hear the crackle.
Snap, crackle, yeah. Pop.
You were fine. Let's get you updated on traffic for
your
drive.
Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah, everything's good.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Let me see if this is the same one. Road Watcher. Crash, I-75 northbound exits Alico Road and Daniels Parkway. Currently a 12 to 13 minute delay. And that's the same one I got here. This one says Alico, but now it's spread. You got a long
contagion
wait northbound. Here's a few other things from the board. North Fort Myers, crash, Pondella Road and North Cleveland Avenue. And let me see which one this is. Yeah, and that's the, and they got the I-75 thing going on. Again, I-75, there's crash northbound, exits Alico Road and Daniels Parkway. Currently long delays northbound. And you are up to date. Mark Haney in the news, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is a news report. The American people want to know the important issues and events of our day. What makes them important and why? And that such knowledge can come only from an objective presentation of facts. We all need to understand the world in which we live.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, May 9th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Who is the big winner, Stan, between communism / socialism and capitalism?
Capitalism's the big winner. It always works.
Just a little factoid for you if you ever find yourself in that particular debate. If you'd like to visit Karl Marx's grave in London.
Oh, the king of communism.
It'll cost you $6.
Ah! Yeah. And they just raised the price.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be $5.50.
Yep. We thought about going $5.95, $5.99. Is it? Nah, just make it even bucks. $6. We don't want to make change.
Yeah.
So, if you're in London, be sure to visit Karl Marx's grave. You pay that $6 and you'll know that he's rolling over.
Yep. Yep.
What percentage of Americans have never left the country at all?
You know, we've asked questions of the week like that, your first plane flight and all. It'd be, and especially a town I came from, that's where they live and they'll spend their entire lives. I'd say 40% have never, never gone anywhere.
I would be one of them, except I went to the Bahamas. That's the extent of my world travel.
Yeah, but
travel.
You're not one of them.
So you say 40%.
I say 40% of people have never left, gone anywhere.
The actual number, 64%.
That's amazing.
I don't know.
I find it amazing.
Well, when you think about it, you know, people in Europe travel abroad all the time, but it's not that big a deal because it's not that far away. We got a lot of places to go in our country.
I'm just thinking up north, going into Canada and Niagara Falls and go on the other side of the country.
But you don't have to leave America to go from the mountains to the prairies. To the oceans, bright with foam.
Because I guess if you went to Hawaii, would you have left? It doesn't count.
But to get to Alaska,
you'd have to leave the country.
Yeah. I mean, even by boat, you would have left the country.
Yes. Dave going to Tijuana to watch the donkey show.
I don't know. Does it Alaska and Hawaii, do they count? Because you have to fly over neutral territory.
Yeah, be over neutral territory.
Because if you count that, then I've been to Cuba. Yeah. Never set foot in Cuba.
Never set foot,
but
though.
I've been in Cuban
I don't
airspace.
Think it counts.
Hmm. I know they've done documentaries and many news reports about it, about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, where it's almost like its own continent where all of this garbage has just kind of coalesced together.
And the pictures of it, people fly over it, they explore it.
And I guess they say that the vast majority of it is plastic.
Yeah. Plastic doesn't break down.
And it is not very easy to recycle plastic. And virtually all plastic ends up in landfills or the ocean.
That's one thing why I never understood. You and I growing up, and I'm not talking about the Mexican stuff, but if we wanted to go and get a bottle of Coca-Cola, we'd get a bottle, then they put it in plastic. Even now, you know, I love my Snapple. You got the nice glass jar, mm-hmm. and have that pop. You go to the store now, they're in plastic. Plastic is horrible. Glass can be recycled.
Yeah, and, you know, plastic off-gasses materials where glass doesn't.
Right.
As it stands now, because you always hear about reduce, reuse, recycle, only about 9% of plastics get recycled, and even under ideal conditions, under the current method, you can only recycle plastic between 7 and 9 times. Then it's unusable for virtually anything. That is why this has the potential to be huge news. A team of researchers with the Department of Energy has created a new type of plastic that they say can be recycled an infinite number of times. It's even referred to as the Holy Grail of recycling. It is called PDK plastic. And believe it or not, it is much cheaper and easier to recycle than other types of plastic. The fibers in normal plastic degrade every time it is recycled, but this new type can be broken down on a molecular level simply by dipping it in an acid solution. It dissolves back to its original state and can be used over and over again without it degrading at all.
Yeah, you say only 9% of plastic gets recycled in the first place.
Yeah. So if their research is valid and we switch to that, problem solved. Taken care of.
Yeah, it goes away, right?
Immediately.
Yep. Only 9% recycle the plastic.
Yep.
That means that high-end plastic that can be recycled is going to wind up on that island, too.
No, because somebody would go out there and get it because it would be valuable.
You know how hard it is to go out there and get that stuff?
It's not that hard.
Okay.
I know one guy did.
Who?
A guy went out there with a bunch of nets.
Okay.
And he tows it back to shore.
What about average
citizens? Where it ends up in a landfill.
Yes! Yes!
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Mother's Day is special, and our friends Jason and Todd have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend planned at the Diamond District. This Thursday through Mother's Day, the Diamond District presents their very first Yes, I Do, and I Love You sale. If you're ready to pop the question, it's the perfect time to visit the Diamond District, as they have the largest selection of Forever Mark and GIA loose certified diamonds priced at wholesale, below what you'll find online. And during this sale, Jason and Todd are offering 20% off engagement rings. If she's already said yes, this weekend sale has you covered with 20% off wedding bands. Maybe you've been married for years and you say, I love you every day. This weekend, say it a different way by visiting the Diamond District and resetting your beautiful diamond you said yes to into a fresh new designer ring and save 20%. It's the Yes, I Do, and I Love You sale going on this Thursday through Mother's Day only at the Diamond District. Discounts limited to participating designers and some brand exclusions may apply.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, according to the Florida Department of Health, there is a risk that people who visited the Icon Gentlemen's Club in beautiful Hudson, Florida,
yeah,
between April 15th and May 1st may have been exposed to what doctors call hepatitis A.
Yep.
Now, if you're worried, there are a couple of things you should know. If you did pick it up, you didn't get it from that questionable stripper.
Nope.
You would have gotten it from food and beverage.
Right. From the stripper, you'd get C, not A.
Turns out a food worker at the strip club is tested positive for Hep A. So anyone who went to the club, had some food, or had a drink needs to get tested as soon as possible. But don't you worry. The good people at the Icon Gentlemen's Club have stepped up to the plate. And yesterday afternoon, they offered free hepatitis A vaccines.
Sure did.
They offered them to, quote, staff, entertainers, customers, and concerned neighboring residents.
All right, give it up for Portia, dancing to Dr. Dr. Bad Case. Next on stage, nausea. And a reminder, the girls will not be using the pole tonight due to recent muscle and joint pain. Hope you have a good time at Icon Gentlemen's Club tonight, bringing a touch of class to Tampa. And our kitchen staff bringing a touch of hepatitis A. Free vaccinations upstairs in the VIP lounge. Now back to nausea, on stage, dancing to Y&T.
Love it.
There is a 27-year-old gent in Oklahoma City named Alfred Jabotti. And on Tuesday, around 3:30 a.m., he was busted for throwing a concrete block through the window of a police car. I don't know. Having a bad day? I don't know. Well, the police caught him in the act. And it turns out this wasn't some random act of somebody blowing off some steam.
Oh, no.
Alfred has done this before. He has quite a track record. You see, Alfred was arrested back in 2015 for throwing a concrete block through a police car. That was in 2015. And then in February of this year, he was arrested for throwing a concrete block through a police car. When the police asked him why he keeps throwing concrete blocks through police car windows, he acknowledged that he does it, but he's not sure why. They took him away.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, sometimes in life you have to take a stand for what you believe in.
Hear, hear.
Even if you could wind up in jail for it, even if it cost you everything. And we may have found Florida's own Nelson Mandela. His name is 23-year-old Dylan Webb. He calls Lake City home.
Okay.
He was pulled over on Sunday night when a police officer noticed a sticker in the back window of his pickup truck. The sticker said, and I quote, "I eat ass." The officer advised Dylan the sticker is a violation of a law that prohibits obscene material on vehicles. Dylan explained to the officer that it just so happened to be his First Amendment right to have an "I eat ass" sticker his window.
That's right.
The officer gave Dylan the option to censor the sticker by removing a single letter. Dylan bravely refused. Not one jot, not one tittle. So he was arrested for possession of obscene material and resisting arrest without violence. Remember that name. Years from now, Dylan Webb could be our savior, emerging from prison to lead our troubled state.
Yep, our own Nelson Mandela.
Yep. So that's the hill you want to die on, Dylan. Yep. Okay. And that's the news for today, Thursday, May 9th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is. Little Mucky Haney selling it. Thank you. It is.
You know, I was Haney and I learned this a long time ago, and I don't forget which program director or which piece of advice we had gotten from somebody where we would fight about everything and argue about everything. And
hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin, feast and famine.
Yeah, we need you now.
Peace, and everything in between. Don't think for a minute that we don't appreciate it. No matter how we might come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. So what speaker are we coming out of?
I think we're coming out of the left speaker. I don't know if it's just me or...
Yeah.
Where's the engineer?
Out of the country. It's always that way. Stan and Haney here.
Good timing by him.
Always is. Rob show in at 6 o'clock. Have fun.
Now in mono.
It's not even true mono.
No.
It's just one speaker.
Yep.
Oh, God. Let's, I can't stand this.
Go ahead.
Oh, there's the assistant engineer.
Oh, hey, Whitey. Sucks to be you.
Yeah. And what's he doing? Walking around the hallway waving at us.
What? It was just a friendly howdy do.
Shouldn't he be elbows up to something?
Nah. Can't do it until the lightning stops.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want anything bad to happen.
Nope. Get poles at.
Yep. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay. Where do I begin here? Let's start in North Fort Myers. Crash, North Cleveland Avenue and North Key Drive. North Fort Myers, crash, Williams Road and Bayshore Road. Then a little bit farther down, we got a crash in North Fort Myers, Coon Road and Bayshore Road. Lehigh Acres, crash, Bell Boulevard South and Centinella Boulevard. And you're up to date. Jeez.
You don't have to hide your baby. You don't have to go get no gun.
Yeah.
Oh, how can you blame me for things I ain't never done?
Yeah.
I used to live here and now I've come back again. Just to stop for a while and think how things might have been. I had to come back to remember the joy and the pain. And if it's all right with you, before I get back on the train, I just want to see Montgomery in the rain. Around these streets and old houses, a whole lot of changes I've been through.
Damn right.
From the top of the town to peeling down, washing cars and shining shoes.
I once met a woman here with ways like I'd never seen.
Yeah, everybody rides.
And we used to ramble from here to old New Orleans.
Yeah, old New Orleans.
I had to come back to remember the joy and the pain. But it won't be long till I'm gone, 'cause it ain't the same.
Nope.
But I did want to see Montgomery in the rain.
Montgomery's nice in the rain. That's where Daddy is.
Mm-hmm. I think he may mention that.
I've just come back here to stare at an old window pane.
Put a coat of paint on it.
Oh, one
on the window?
On the window pane.
All down with your crane.
You want to paint the window?
Stare at a window pane.
You don't have to hide your baby. You don't have to go get no gun. Don't you stare like I'm crazy just 'cause I'm Hank's only son.
There we go. There we go.
I had to come back to remember the joy and the pain.
In Montgomery in the rain.
Uh-huh.
But it won't be long till I'm gone, 'cause it ain't the same.
No, nope, it's changed.
So if it's all right with you, before I get back on the train.
You don't take a train.
I'm gonna go out to Hank's tombstone and fry up a thunderstorm chain.
We sent Fat Tony and Harry the Bulgarian out
we
there.
We did.
I gotta see Montgomery in the rain.
You don't want to see Fort Myers in the rain. It's a mess. I know. Coming through one speaker.
Time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
I travel a lot. I stay in a lot of hotels, a lot of buffets. The buffet is basically an answer to the question, well, things are bad. How can we make it worse? How could we design a food-human interaction environment that's basically like driving your dog up to Petco, giving him money, and saying, why don't you go in and get whatever you think you should have? You come back 2 hours later, the dog's wearing a headset, working there as an assistant manager. What is it about the buffet? It does fascinate me. There's something about it that breaks down the mind, reason, judgment, portion, sizes, combinations. Nobody would go into a restaurant and say to the waiter, I want a yogurt parfait, spare ribs, a waffle, 4 cookies, and an egg white omelet. People build these death row last meal wish lists. It's like a working model of all their emotional issues and personal needs, and then they can't decide when they're done, so they just start spinning like a robot vacuum with kale chips, maple bacon. They bump into the wall, muffin, 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 muffin. They start accosting strangers. Excuse me, where did you get that? What is that? I didn't see that. That's a caramelized chicken leg. I gotta try that. Give me yours. You know where they are. You can get more. Come on!
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this email. See, Haney and I, when we first got married, we've said
what?
This.
We're not married.
Not we. When we were first married.
You when just married, said that. You just said when we look, first no, got married.
No. When separately, Haney and I first got married.
What?
We had the same reverend.
Yes, we did.
Do the ceremony.
Same church.
Same church, same reverend, and he was a marriage counselor. He counseled couples.
He was also a military chaplain.
Yep, and part of his deal was
to tell you not to get married.
Well, he wanted to sit down and talk to you and then talk to you individually.
And God bless that man. It was a bad idea.
Because you got married about a year before I did.
And you went to my wedding and decided that you wanted the exact same thing.
Well, I caught the garter.
Yes, you did.
I did.
And you put it on Jim's girlfriend's leg.
Yeah, I caught the garter. And I remember that my fiance at the time said, this is a perfect church. And
you know, she and I always saw eye to eye.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And so I said, well, we'll look into having our wedding here.
Who's it is. It's a beautiful old church.
You know, and then
it was at least 100 years old
and
then.
And you had the bell tower, and you rang the bell, and it was just beautiful.
Just an old-fashioned white wooden church.
And the reverend there was the Reverend Raspberry.
Yep.
That was his name.
And he was a brilliant man.
And when Haney and I, years later, got to talking about Reverend Raspberry, Haney said, did he take you into his chambers and
explain to you, you're about to make a horrible mistake?
I said, yeah, he had the same conversation with me, too. Yep, he was right. Email.
He was just dead on.
Spot on, yeah. And he was a military guy. The photographer for my wedding was taking the pictures in the old church with the Reverend Raspberry and stuff. And ex-military guy was Reverend Raspberry. And
everything he said came true.
The photographer wanted to take a picture of the wedding party in the church. And part of the wedding party, it was up on the altar. And there was the cross there, and there was the beautiful candles. And in the back was the American flag. And as the photographer was taking the pictures, said to the reverend, do you mind? I want to have the ambiance of the church. Can we move the American flag out of the shot of the picture?
That.
And he looked her straight in the eye, the photographer, and said, no, I will not move that flag. That flag is part of the altar up here. The flag stays. Yeah, I remember it very well.
And do you remember...
nice man.
...that he spent an inordinate amount of time during the actual ceremony to talk about the fact that it was like, this is the only day this couple will be happy. Their lives will be difficult. Very, very difficult.
Oh, he talked about trying times.
Many bad things are going to happen.
He did. He didn't say it exactly like that.
It was like he performed the ceremony under protest.
He went and was talking about that this is the final day that these are
that
two
you're
separate,
ever going to be happy.
That these are two separate people.
Yep.
That after today they will be intertwined as one, and that they will face many joys
and
many sorrows.
And I don't know how many days will pass before they divorce, but it will happen.
He was thinking it maybe, but he didn't say it out loud. You got family there. Well, they're not supposed to hear that.
That's what I heard.
I know you did. I did too. But that's not what he said out loud.
Standing up there and going, you know what? It's June. We are in this quaint church here that looks so good on film.
Yeah, it does.
And it doesn't have air conditioning.
Oh, yeah, it was hot.
And it's about 110 degrees right now. Mm-hmm. I think I've made a horrible mistake.
See, I didn't think it at the time.
And it's too late to do anything about it. I'm screwed. Save me, Reverend Raspberry. And I looked up at him, and he looked back at me. And he didn't say anything, but he communicated. Too late for that now, son. You should have listened to me in chambers.
He did do the whole thing in the ceremony. If anyone sees why this marriage, let speak now or forever hold your peace.
And then,
and then there was like a long pause.
Yep. He tried, man.
Yeah, he did.
You can't
not deny that.
You can't say he didn't do everything he
tried.
He tried to save us, man.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.